You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking
care of... Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our job as believers is to bring heaven from heaven down to earth. Because if heaven gets in earth, then it's going to change everybody on earth. Then they'll go to heaven. Everybody's holding on trying to get into heaven. You just should be trying to get heaven into everybody else. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you today that the Bible just does not teach that. Heaven is not somewhere off in the future. Heaven is here and now in the life of the believer. When you begin to give it all to God, heaven invades your life and it begins to come from the inside of you to the outside of you and change the atmosphere that you walk in. Amen? That means when you get up and go to work on Monday morning and Monday morning is called nasty. How many of you know because you got heaven ruling in your life, you can rule in the midst of nasty? Nasty don't have to have its way in your day because you got heaven having its way in your day. Come on, somebody shout. In the midst of difficult things, heaven can be released. Look, if it ain't working for you on Sunday, if it ain't working for you on Thursday, it ain't going to work for you on Sunday. It's got to be real, amen? I want God to reign in my life so that I can reign everywhere I go. Do you believe that? I know I sound upset. I'm upset. I'm telling you, I'm upset. I'm tired of watching people lose their life to a culture that is bent on destroying them, amen? So what happens is in the context of what I'm saying, it becomes very easy for Christians to create a religion rather than really have Jesus. A religion of Jesus culture, where we become just Jesus people and we're just about Jesus about everything, but we can't overcome nothing. A culture that's just filled with slogans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Filled with religious activity. Y'all ain't going to help me no more. Self-help programs. Listen, Dr. Phil ain't going to help you. He might entertain you, but he ain't going to help you. People watching Dr. Phil going, I know that's right. I know that's right. He ain't right. He gives about as much bad advice as he does good advice. We need Jesus. So he cracking on Dr. Phil. I don't know how I feel about that. Dr. Phil, I like Dr. Phil. That's okay. You can like him. All right? I think he's an okay guy. But I've just had it with people trying to be Jesus when they're not Jesus. Amen. Only Jesus can heal. Come on, amen. I'm looking for somebody that'll stand up in the power of God and change somebody's life. Amen. This culture we live in, it causes us to become observers of life instead of living life. And we just get Christianized and live in our church bubble, and we sit back and we watch things happen, and we become spectators of a culture that's dying in front of us. And then we make our comments about how bad it is. And we talk about how bad it is. And then pretty soon we start feeling how bad it is. Because it's so bad, we don't know how to feel good. And the devil's over there going, that's right, it's terrible. Just stay right there. Just go to church on Sunday and sit there and be quiet. Don't do nothing. There's a lot of Christians getting an applause from the devil today. The Bible says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit on my throne. To him that overcomes, I will give a crown. To him that overcomes, I will clothe with a white robe. Why does he continually say, to him that overcomes, I'll give you all these rewards? You know why? Because overcoming is a choice. He overcame, but you've got to choose to walk in what he overcame by faith. Somebody say, I got to make the choice. Jesus said, I have come so that you can overcome. I want you to learn how to live as an overcomer in every dimension of your life. I want you to overcome in your emotions. I want you to overcome in your finances. I want you to overcome with your friends and your relationships. I want you to overcome with your family relationships. I want you to overcome with how you schedule your time and keep your calendar. I want you to learn how to overcome. Somebody say, it's a choice. Now, how many know he didn't need us, we needed him? Come on, somebody, amen. He didn't need us, we needed him. And yet he extended to us an invitation to be a part of this great and glorious plan that he put into motion. It's an incredible invitation that God has given us. And we belittle it. But it's incredible. Somebody say, it's incredible. John 3:8 says this, for this purpose the Son of Man was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That means this morning that God's intention is that nothing that hell has to offer you could ever overtake you. Every trap of the enemy, every feeling of insecurity, every rejection, every betrayal, every lie, every theft, every consequence, every pressure, every stress, it by design of the devil is supposed to overtake you, but Jesus said, no, it cannot overtake you. That's what limitless living really is, ladies and gentlemen. It can never control you. It can never manipulate your life if you are in Christ. Do you know with God in you, with Jesus living in you, at any point in your life, you have the ability to overcome everything that comes towards you? You don't have to give in. You ain't got to be mad all the time. You ain't got to sin every time you get a chance. Come on, huh? Matthew 13:44-45 says this, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it and he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of God is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, how many of you know parables were told by Jesus to create illustrations in people's minds? He told a story. It was an analogy. Somebody say an analogy. Jesus, oftentimes when he told stories, he used pictures. He used things. He would draw pictures in people's minds to bring to a point that he wanted to teach them about a principle that was in heaven. Amen? Huh? And he didn't say the kingdom of heaven is. He said the kingdom of heaven is like. Everybody say like. That's not the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven is like. And he's repeating this illustration And he says it twice in 44 and 45, but he doesn't really say the same thing. The illustration changes from 44 to 45. He's talking about in the first instance of a man who's walking out in the field, and he literally finds a pot of gold in the field. And he goes, oh my, this is so much more valuable than the field. I'm going to bury it, and I'm going to take everything I got and buy the field so I can get the gold. Come on, how many think that's pretty smart investing? Come on, amen? I mean, sometimes in order to get the treasure, you got to buy the whole field. Come on, somebody. Amen. So immediately he goes and sells everything that he has and he buys the field because he wants the treasure that is hidden in the field. The second illustration has to do with a merchant. Everybody say merchant. Now watch this. The first guy stumbles into the treasure. The second guy is looking for a treasure. He spends his whole life as a merchant, and he's not trying to stumble upon it. Come on, amen. He's been looking for it. He operates in it. He merchandises. He works in the arena of jewels, and he works in the arena of pearls. So he's looking for something, and when he finds one that is so beyond compared to anything else that he's ever found, he sells all of his other jewels and all of his other pearls and all of his gold to get the one pearl of great price. Amen. So when Jesus gives this illustration, how many of you know he's beginning to blow the minds of the listeners that are hearing this? Because how many know they lived in the Middle East? Come on, when you walk in Walmart and it has a price tag on it and you check out at Walmart, you pay the price that's on the price tag. How many know that's not how it is in the Middle East? No. In the Middle East, if you were a merchant, then you were a barterer. Come on, somebody. If you go to the Middle East and you walk up to a booth and you buy something from somebody at the booth and they sell it to you and you pay the price that's on it, when you're walking away, they're laughing at you because you just pay way too much for it, because they expect you to come to the booth and work them down to a price that they can agree on. As soon as you walk away, they're going, look at that sucker right there. We need some more of them, don't we? Come on, help me somebody, amen? Does that make sense to anybody? What if we do it Florida style? You're in Port St. Lucie and you want to buy a house and the house is listed at $180,000. How many know you don't pay the asking price? No, you come in a little bit lower and try to get them to come down. If you go to a used car lot, how many know you don't pay the price that's on the windshield? If you do, you need to get your brains checked. Come on, somebody, huh? What do? You make an offer on it. You make an offer and you negotiate the price. You barter it, amen? You don't pay the first price. And this is what he said. He said, I found a pearl of great price that I no longer wanted to argue over. I no longer wanted to barter about it. It was worth whatever price I had to pay to get the pearl. I was willing to put it all out there to get what I wanted. I ain't even going to argue about it. Come on, amen? And the emphasis was, watch this, the emphasis that Jesus was placing on both of these illustrations is the same. It's not much how much it had to be paid to get it. That's not what he was talking about. It wasn't about the price that had to be paid. The emphasis was not on how much had to be paid. The emphasis was on that what you are receiving was so great for your life that it didn't matter. You had to get it no matter what it took to get it. That's what the emphasis is on. Listen, I want you to hear me this morning. The gospel of Jesus Christ is freely given to us, but you better hear me. It's free, but it ain't cheap. No. Come on. I said it's free, but it ain't cheap. And although it is freely given, you better hear me this morning. It will cost you something. It's going to cost you everything. I wonder if I got anybody in here that's willing to pay whatever it takes to get this thing of great price in their life. Because listen to me, that is the point. That is the crux of moving into a limitless life. If you're not willing to pay the price, you can't live in that place in the kingdom. It will not happen. Listen, I believe there's a pearl of great price to be found right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. I believe there's a pearl of great price to be found at Golden Rule Academy, to be found in this church, to be found in this next generation. And I'm willing to give everything I've got to get my hands on it. I will not back up. Oh, I feel good.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
In this culture we live in today, in the American culture, we basically have broken down what it means to three different types of people in the American culture. First, we have the lost people. Somebody say the lost people. That's the people that don't know Jesus at all. They're enjoying sin. They love sin. They just say they're enjoying it. They're having to go at it, having to party all the time. And then in the end, that sin leads to destruction. A lot of them become very depressed. A lot of them become very broken. A lot of them are despondent. They're hopeless. They don't know what their life holds anymore. Why? Because sin has manifested in their life, and they don't even know if they got a future or they're significant. I mean, sin wants to kill you. But lost people don't know they lost. So sin is a mainstay in their life. They're looking for something they lost, and they're going after things that can't save them. So they stay lost. Amen. There's people in this room today that are lost. I got good news for you. Amen. God wants you to be found. You ain't finding the Lord. He found you. God was not lost. You were. Everybody in this room at one point or another in their life was lost. And God found you. And lost people are doing what they are supposed to be doing. They are sinning. Don't ever look at me and say, I don't know why you're letting them people in the church. Look at them. They're sinners. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Get the sinners in the church. If you want to go to a church where they don't want those sinners in there, you're in the wrong church. That's not this kind of church. This kind of church, we want lost people to come in so they can get found. Come on, somebody say, let's find some lost people. Because we were all lost. And the quicker you acknowledge the fact that at one point in your life you were lost and God found you, then you understand what grace is all about. Amen? Somebody say, the lost people. Then we have another category of people in America called the saved people. Everybody say, the saved people. Most of the time, what we mean when we say the saved people, we're talking about people that at some point in their life, they've come to an altar and they said, Jesus, please come in my heart, save me, change me, make me more like you. I give you my life. They prayed a prayer, they cried a tear, and now they're saved. If I die, I believe I'm going to go to heaven. I might not really be passionate about Jesus. I might not really be passionate about my pursuit of Jesus. I'm not what you would really call somebody that is out there for God or on fire for God, but I am saved. And I might not be a tither. I might not be a regular attender. I might say a few cuss words Monday through Friday, but not on Sunday. I'm saved. How many know? I recognize we got some people like that. Come on, somebody. Amen. And then there's the third type of the person that we talk about. We would call this guy, he's on fire. He's on fire for God, amen. He's red hot. He all he does is talk about Jesus. He's walking through Walmart singing praises to God, and he's just talking to people and speaking in the Holy Ghost in the middle of Chick-fil-A. He don't care what anybody thinks about it. He's just red hot for Jesus, and he's smiling. A hurricane could have knocked his house down. He's still smiling. Huh? His dog could have got run over and his kid run away and his mama hung up on drugs. And he's still smiling because he knows who he is in Christ. He's on fire, amen. He gets up like David at the rising of the sun and he's going down the same. And he says, the name of the Lord is to be praised. When I get up in the morning, I'm going to praise him. When I go bed at night, I'm going to praise him. When I get out the next day, I'm going to praise him because he's my God. Hallelujah. His heart is on the Lord. His mind is on the Lord. Everything he does is filtered through the will of God. Somebody say he's on fire. Is everybody all right? Can I keep going? Now, the only problem with that How many of you believe that scenario exists in the United States of America today in the church? No, honestly, do you believe that really exists, those three scenarios? We see that, don't we? Come on, amen. The only problem with that scenario is it's not in the Bible. There are not three types of people in the Bible. Come on, help me somebody, amen. In fact, the only time they tried to bring a system of three types of people in the Bible was in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and the Bible said they tried to present this three-structured thing of a lost person, a saved person, and an on fire person. And when they presented that, they said, God looked at them and he said, you make me want to throw up. Come on, amen. It was called hot, cold, and lukewarm. Come on, amen. God said, I can take the hot, I can take the cold, I can take the ones that are on fire, and I can take the ones that are lost, but it's all you saved people make me want to throw up. I didn't come here to hear this today. I thought you would sit tight, just getting better. Come on, amen. He said, it's them saved folks. That just tastes bad. Come on, amen. It's them folks that believe by their church attendance and them doing good but not doing God is going to get them through the gate. They're people that believe they're good enough. Come on, somebody. Huh? It's those people, the saved people, that have reduced Christianity to behavior modification. And they have made more about being how you behave than having a transformed life by the power of God. They tell you, you got to act like a Christian, sound like a Christian. You can't do this, don't go there, don't do that. And they forget that everything that happens in your life is supposed to be the fruit of a relationship that you have with an almighty God. That's what makes you burn. It's a big difference from behavior modification. Come on, somebody. Huh? People that have not necessarily changed the focus of their passion, we've just learned how to corral the passion. We just kind of box it in and live in our little Christian subculture bubble. Come on, there's an American culture out there that don't know nothing about us people. There is a whole world in the United States of America that get up every morning, go to work, live their life, play Little League baseball with their kids, and just do whatever they want, and they don't have a clue what we do in our Christian bubble. They live in a whole nother track of life. I gave you a disclaimer up front. It's okay, we're going to have to shout our way through it. You're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. Go ahead and say, I'm going to shout my way through this, Pastor. I'm going to be all right. Is it possible we have created a culture in the American church that really does not reflect Jesus at all? Is that possible? I mean, have we seen that? Is it possible that we have put more emphasis on the blessing than in believing the one who blesses?
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.